On a Monday, it is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Office of Rural Prosperity was created at the beginning of this year to help address persistent challenges facing our small communities. Think broadband access, think historically high farm bankruptcies, Main Street business closures, lack of housing and transportation. We're checking on the office and the work ahead with your experiences, your questions about the rural economy at 800-642-1234. Kellyanne Blazek is director of the Office of Rural Prosperity, which is housed within the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, or WEDC. She previously worked on federal policy on Capitol Hill, helping to craft the 2018 Farm Bill. Kellyanne, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
We also have Missy Hughes, Secretary and CEO of WEDC. Secretary Hughes, welcome back.
Good morning, Kate.
Well, let's start with you, Secretary. You said from the outset that you are going to make this a one-stop shop for people living in rural areas who are seeking state assistance. How are you going to do that?
Well, with the help of Kellyanne, we have established the Office of Rural Prosperity. And the intention is that we're going to connect rural Wisconsin with all of the different resources at the different departments in the state, in Madison. Sometimes, you know, when you're sitting in rural Wisconsin, Madison can seem very, very far away. But our hope is to make the resources of the state government available throughout all the corners of Wisconsin.
Secretary Hughes, in the pandemic, what are unique challenges that rural communities face that urban areas wouldn't necessarily be affected by?
Well, one of the biggest challenges is, of course, broadband and access to broadband. With everything going remote, whether it's schooling or work, it's really critical that we make sure we have accessible and affordable broadband throughout Wisconsin. But also the little Main Street stores and restaurants that just don't have as much traffic on a normal day because they're located in rural Wisconsin, with folks staying home, with tourists staying home, there's extra challenges for making sure that those businesses survive.
So have we made any advancements since the pandemic on broadband? What are the steps forward?
Well, a couple different things. We have the Blue Ribbon Commission on Rural Prosperity, which is a group of rural Wisconsinites that have come together around a table to talk about the challenges. They're working with the governor's task force on broadband to make sure that the Public Service Commission understands the issues and the opportunities. But we're also getting ready to issue more grants through the PSC, the Public Service Commission, to allow towns to continue to access broadband and broaden their ability to get online.
Kellyanne, you grew up on a farm near Bangor in La Crosse County. How did that shape your perception of the rural way of life?
Quite a bit, honestly, and that's really a big reason for me wanting to come back to Wisconsin. You mentioned I worked on federal policy in D.C., and I was really excited and kind of enthusiastic about coming back and seeing all these efforts and recommitment to rural prosperity in Wisconsin. And so I really wanted to be a part of that effort to make sure that that way of life and the culture of rural Wisconsin was maintained and, you know, brought into the future. And so I'm thrilled to be in this office and thrilled to be working with the Blue Ribbon Commission on Rural Prosperity.
Do you feel like there is a disconnect between what rural farmers face day to day and what's going on in Madison and in Milwaukee in our bigger, you know, biggest city centers?
Well, I think that's really the key to, Missy mentioned, the Governor's Blue Ribbon Commission on Rural Prosperity and kind of connecting the dots there. So on the commission, we have 12 members from across the state that represent different communities and different sectors. There are two farmers on that commission. There's an ag science teacher, a banker, a high school senior who's a forage leader in the state, a healthcare provider. So it's really meant to feel like we're bringing in perspectives from across rural communities to come together and think critically about where we're going and how we're getting there. So the commission is currently gathering input, and there are a bunch of ways for the public to kind of get involved in that effort, from attending a listening session to submitting written public comments. Again, the thought is to better connect the dots across state government and provide a link to Madison.
We're talking with Kellyanne Blazek, who is director of WEDC's Office of Rural Prosperity. Missy Hughes is secretary and CEO of WEDC, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. We're discussing efforts to connect state resources to rural areas. With your insights, you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you live in a rural community? What resources are lacking, and where do you want to see the state step up? How have you raised your voice to be able to join in with what is needed in rural areas? 800-642-1234. Secretary, as you mentioned, these listening sessions and the Blue Ribbon Commission on Rural Prosperity, what have you heard from these virtual listening sessions around the state? What is their status?
Well, what we've really heard is the breadth of issues that's facing Wisconsin, whether it is housing or childcare, opioid use. In rural Wisconsin, like in urban Wisconsin, we have many, many issues that we need to face. But the nice thing about the listening sessions is we're really hearing it from the voice and the mouth of rural Wisconsinites. So the commission has a chance to really engage and understand what those challenges are, and then talk and discuss possible solutions.
Kellyanne, what stood out to you in these sessions?
Yeah, like Missy said, there's just a breadth of issues. We've got multiple crises happening right now, across the country and in our state, from a health crisis, economic crisis, climate change, systemic injustice. So all of these threads have been brought out through conversations between the commissioners and the public. I'd say the thread that runs through all these stories is really resilience, especially right now. Rural citizens are resilient. They have to be resilient. They're problem solvers. They're entrepreneurial. They're willing to roll up their sleeves. And I also feel like there's a sense of urgency. We're in really challenging times, and there's no denying that. And the commission is looking both at short-term but also long-term solutions.
Secretary Hughes, later this morning, we're having a conversation about the challenges that rural hospitals are facing with their bottom line. How have you seen the pandemic affect healthcare in rural areas?
Well, I'll give you the example of where I live in southwestern Wisconsin. The small hospital that employs lots of folks here had to furlough its employees because it's reliant on elective surgeries. So, through the pandemic, we use the term elective to mean anything not COVID. And so as the revenue of the hospital dropped, they really needed to furlough employees. The doctors took cuts. And so they're slowly recovering and getting back up to full speed, but a lot of that revenue is lost and lost opportunity. And so they have to determine how to move forward. And I know lots of the rural hospitals are very concerned about their revenue and regaining their strength and their foothold.
Governor Evers over the summer announced direct payments to hospitals to help with that lost revenue. It was a $40 million funding program based on a hospital's percentage of Medicaid revenue. How much of that funding was earmarked for rural hospitals?
Well, it was evenly distributed throughout the state as best as possible. And so rural hospitals were able to access some of those funds. But as with many of the CARES Act funding, we need additional federal resources in order to make us whole. And we're actively engaged at the state level in conversations with our federal delegation, but also with Washington, D.C., to make sure that they understand that we need additional resources out here in the country.
We're discussing rural economic development and issues that are holding back our state with Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation CEO Missy Hughes and the Office of Rural Prosperity Director Kellyanne Blazek, which is part of the WEDC. How is the health of your small town since COVID? If you live in a rural area, can your kids get online to do their schoolwork? Is lack of broadband access limiting your business or ability to do your job? 800-642-1234. Back in a minute. There's more State Cap here on the Ideas Network. You're with us for the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The pandemic has brought attention to the lack of broadband coverage in our rural areas as residents move to telecommuting and online learning and telehealth services. According to a Wisconsin Policy Forum analysis from back in May, more than 82,000 children in our state don't have reliable internet access at home. Is your child able to get online? Can you work from home in a rural area? If you farm, what support do you need now to ensure that you can keep growing crops, that you can keep milking cows in 2021? It's 800-642-1234. Missy Hughes is Secretary and CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, of which the Office of Rural Prosperity is part of, and Kellyanne Blazek is the office's director. They stay with us. Let's bring in a call now. Luke is joining us from Viroqua. Hi, Luke.
Good morning. I have a question. It feels a lot to me like right now our Wisconsin identity is a little bit under attack. There are a lot of divisive moves being used, and I'm wondering, has the WDC come up with any programming, or are they pushing out any campaigns that kind of unite us in our identity as Wisconsinites?
Luke, thanks. Secretary Hughes?
We have, actually, because as we came through the pandemic, we really saw some of the division that Luke is talking about. And, you know, to me, living in a rural community in Wisconsin, we know how to take care of each other. We know how to, you know, bring each other a potluck if that needs to happen, or watch somebody's children if they've got a crisis. And so what we've developed is the We're All In campaign, and it means we're all in this together, and we're all in trying to get through this together. So we've been going throughout the state. We've got We're All In communities, and lots of businesses have joined in our We're All In campaign, and it's really just reminding us that we need to take care of each other, and we need to think about each other.
Kellyanne, you know, we saw farmers dumping their milk in the early days of the pandemic with the market turned on its head and facing a major supply glut. What are the market conditions like now for dairy farmers?
Sure. Well, we definitely saw strain on the agricultural economy from multiple fronts. So whether that was milk or, you know, beef processing, meat processing generally, et cetera. So things are more stabilized now, but I think maybe the one thing that folks are hoping that will continue into the future is this renewed interest and commitment from consumers in pursuing local agricultural options. So whether that's, you know, from a farmer's market or a CSA or just establishing direct communications with local farmers, I think there are new market opportunities that maybe wouldn't have been there before, because folks for the first time maybe in their lives had to think about, okay, if the grocery store doesn't have XYZ products on the shelf, where am I going to get it? And, you know, we live in Wisconsin. There's farmers everywhere. How do I establish a direct communication with a farmer, either through a farmer's market or another direct marketing option? So I think folks are hopeful, as am I, that that trend of local food will continue on in the future.
But opening up these channels, that takes resources. It takes time. It takes, you know, building, I would assume, your networks to say, hey, I'm out here and I've got this. You know, what resources do you need to be able to open up these new markets?
Absolutely. It's very time intensive, and there's definitely a, you know, it's a much more difficult path than other options. But I think, you know, DATCAP and us have been working really closely together to identify needs. I think there's definitely a commitment from USDA and different programs that they offer to support the local food movement and local food marketing options. And so there are definitely resources there. It's just a matter of figuring out how to connect the dots. You know, I think there are really strong agricultural organizations in the state and trade associations that are helping farmers right now identify those opportunities. So it really just comes down to bringing all the folks to the table. And I think DATCAP has been doing a great job of that.
We're talking with Kellyanne Blazek, who is director of WEDC's new Office of Rural Prosperity. Missy Hughes is here, secretary and CEO of WEDC, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. We're looking at the challenges facing rural communities and state resources that are out there with your insights, questions as well, 800-642-1234. Let's bring in Matt now in Babcock. Hi, Matt.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call. So we're in very northern Juneau County, a couple miles south of Babcock off Highway 80. Very, very rural area. I'm a physician assistant. My wife's an administrator. We've had to work from home. And you mentioned the lack of broadband was kind of brought into focus due to COVID. You know, we have 1 megabyte per second internet on DSL. And we did have satellite internet, but that was turned out to be untenable as well for us. And not only internet, I actually had to put an antenna on the roof of my house to make a cell phone call when we first moved there. So it's not even just broadband; it's cellular service. So I'm just I'm curious what we can kind of look forward to improve those things. Thank you.
Matt, thank you. Matt, a physician's assistant. Secretary Hughes, what would you say there in Juneau County and working from home in a rural area?
Yeah, I really appreciate Matt's call. And Matt, I just want you to know that I also have the same challenges with accessing broadband and cell service from my home. So I just want you to know that I bring that voice to the cabinet meetings and to the governor to say, hey, you know, this makes looking for a job hard. This makes online schooling hard. But, you know, it's not insurmountable. It's going to take resources and it's going to take a concerted effort. And I think one of the benefits of the COVID-19 crisis, if you can call them benefits, is that it's brought a real focus onto this. And so there's an action plan in place. There are what resources are available are being put to this. We do need more resources, but access to broadband is no longer about watching Netflix. It's about making sure that you can show up for work or you can show up for school from the safety of your home or, you know, from the realities that we're facing. So the Public Service Commission recognizes very much the economic development and economic side of this. And that's what's going to really push us over the edge on this.
You know, our state has had the most farmers file for Chapter 12 or farm bankruptcy in recent years. Secretary, what are the numbers you're seeing this year amid COVID here in 2020?
You know, we continue to see farms really struggling. Although the milk price has recovered a little bit, we had a number of years of real pain. There has been a pretty good pile of resources put towards farmers. But what we really need to do, and, you know, coming from my Organic Valley background, we need to recognize the value that farmers bring to our supermarkets and our dinner tables, and we need to pay them for that. And so, you know, as you're out there shopping and thinking about what you want to feed your kids, think about what we're producing in Wisconsin. We're producing amazing produce, amazing vegetables, and amazing dairy. And you should be bringing that to your dinner tables. But, you know, we continue to see farmers struggle. They carry the weight of producing our food on their shoulders, and we need to keep them in the forefront. And that's one of the roles of the Office of Rural Prosperity and the Blue Ribbon Commission.
Kellyanne, what do you see happening to the beef industry? Your family runs a small beef farm.
Yeah, so again, there was quite a strain earlier this year. And, you know, just from personal anecdotes through friends and my own family's experience, you know, we tried to get a slot at our local butcher shop, and the next slot available, this was 2 months ago now, was in February. So we're talking 10 months out. I've heard anecdotally that even 2 years out is the new norm. So that's just not sustainable, and there definitely needs to be some serious conversations about investments and creative, you know, public-private partnerships or some type of investment in local meat infrastructure. Because, you know, as I mentioned, there's this renewed sense of interest in local food, and that's great, and we need to harness that and capture that. But in order to do that, we need to make sure that farmers in Wisconsin have access to local meat processing infrastructure. And so we need to think creatively about how to do that.
Kellyanne, how will you evaluate whether your office is effective? Like, what benchmarks will you use? How do you make sure that you're able to really help farmers at the end of the day?
Absolutely. Well, I think that it was not a coincidence that the governor created both this Office of Rural Prosperity and the governor's Blue Ribbon Commission on Rural Prosperity simultaneously, right? So I think there was a real intention to provide this office with a grassroots mechanism to get public input from the start. So I'm really thrilled to work with the commissioners as they go through this public input process. And I mentioned we've been holding public listening sessions, so we've held two so far. And the last one is actually this Wednesday, September 16th from 3 to 5 p.m. So I'll put in a plug there. You can find more information about that listening session and the commission on our website. It's wedc.org/rural-prosperity. And again, I think the commission is really the way that this office is going to figure out what its priorities are, what the roadmap is, what the vision is, because really we're in the listening phase right now, and we want to hear from you, and we want to hear from rural folks across the state about what they're seeing. These are crazy, ever-changing times we're in, and so this is kind of our opportunity to check in and figure out where the priorities are and where we should be going.
Very quickly, Secretary Hughes, what's the timeline for policy action, for forming policy from this commission?
We are aiming to have a final report, or at least a report to the governor, out by the end of October in this initial round of listening sessions. I wouldn't be surprised if the commission wants to keep working and wants to keep talking, and we welcome that. But we're driving towards the end of October to give the governor some priorities and some thoughts for the next budget.
Thank you both for joining us.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Kellyanne Blazek is director of the Office of Rural Prosperity at WEDC, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Missy Hughes, secretary and CEO of WEDC. Coming up, we look at the nonpartisan redistricting commission, the People's Maps Commission. That's after this news update on the Ideas Network.